We're at the National Farm Machinery Show. Always good to stop by and visit with our friends at the Kentucky Corn Growers Association. Laura Noth and Adam Andrews are with us. And Laura, it looks like it's been a great show for you guys this year.
It has. We're so glad it's back. Love seeing all the folks coming, and I think everybody's happy to be here.
You guys are talking a lot about corn, visiting with all your corn producers, which is part of what this show is for you.
That's right. It's an opportunity to share messages, talk about what is concerns for them, so that we're always in touch with the folks that we represent.
Exactly. And a lot of folks out visiting this year, and obviously a lot of concern among your farmers this year about input cost. And what are you guys hearing from them?
Absolutely. It's like the number one concern. We're always focusing on making sure that our farmers' bottom line is improved. And that's an area where we're going to have to work hard on. We have been at the state and national level. And it's going to take all of the ag groups to be engaged in that issue.
I think that's a continuing discussion for policy there for the entire year. Adam Andrews, what are you hearing from folks here, Adam?
Well, the same thing that this has been said, input costs, and it's just not a short-term solution to that. It's got a lot of farmers spooked. It's kind of overshadowing the great marketing environment that we have right now because it affects profitability.
How important do you think it is for farmers to get out of a show like this? Obviously, they love to rub elbows here and be a part of this show. Do it in person. How important do you think this show is?
Oh, it's vitally important to Louisville and to the region as well. But so much of this very expensive technical equipment requires conversations with the people that make it. And the engineers are here, and the folks that invent this technology, at all of these all the vendors and manufacturers, and they need the full-time farmers need one-on-one conversations with those guys. This is the place to get it a lot of times.
A lot of farmers come here with the idea of buying. If they can find it here, they're going to buy it.
Mm-hmm. Or they already have, and it's just being developed, delivered.
That's a big thing this year, too, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, you guys got a neat partnership here this year, a partner here with you, giving a few samples. Tell us about that partnership.
Absolutely. We've been partnering with Green River Distillery for the last couple of years and really excited about it. They developed a bourbon, Yellow Banks Bourbon, specifically with us in mind. And what's great about it is it's a Kentucky product. They use all Kentucky corn. And part of the proceeds come back to the Kentucky corn growers for research. For sustainable ag research. So it's just a wonderful opportunity to highlight one of the very unique uses of Kentucky corn.
He didn't have trouble drawing a crowd either, does he?
No, it's been nice to have good folks stopping by to see us.
Yeah. He tried to come over and talk to us a few minutes and crowd pulled him back over there.
That's right. He's quite popular pouring that bourbon today.
Laura, Adam, good to see you guys at the Farm Machinery Show. I know folks are glad to see you out here. We appreciate all you guys do for our Kentucky corn growers.
Thank you. Thanks for stopping by and appreciate all you do down there in Hopkinsville to carry the ag message.
Great partners. We appreciate a great partnership with you guys. We're at the National Farm Machinery Show. This is Alan Watts.